Kol HaLashon, the entire Torah, everywhere.
Chodesh Nisan, and it is our minag for many years as we approach Yom Tovim to speak not about the weekly parsha but about Inyan D'Yoma. But today we're not going to talk about Pesach but rather Birkat HaIlanot. So the Gemara says in Bruches Mem Gimel Amud Beis, and once again in Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud Aleph, person that leaves his home, he goes out and he sees trees that are blossoming. Spring is here and nature appears in its full glory. And he sees Ilonis Malav Levim Mevorech, needs to say a brocha. And what is the brocha? Shalachisa ba ilomai klum, vabora boi brias toives, vilonis toives, lis nois behen benei ha'odom. And this aloch is brought in the Rambam, Perik Yud, aloch Yud Gimel Halchas Brachas, Shochano Chorachayim, Reish Chavav Sif Aleph. Actually, the entire Siman Reish Chavav is only one Sif, one halacha. There's an other Gemurim Brachas Daf Nun Ches. Haroye Brias Toives vi Ilonis Toives Mevorech Boroch Shekocholoi Ba'oilamai. Two different brachas. And they are somewhat seem to be very similar. It is about seeing trees, beautiful trees, trees that are blossoming. But at first glance, one would wonder, Haroye Ilonis Toives vi Brias Toives. What bracha does he say? Blessed is HaKadosh Baruch Hu that created such a beautiful world, such a wonderful world. Haroye Ilonis Melav Levim, trees of the blossoming and Chodesh Nisan, what does he say? V'boraboy Briyas Toives V'Ilonis Toives. Wouldn't it be natural that one that sees Briyas Toives V'Ilonis Toives thanks HaKadosh Baruch Hu for creating Briyas Toives V'Ilonis Toives? That would be seem to be the most natural thing in the world. So the Nusach Briyas Toives V'Ilonis Toives, we say when one sees Ilonis Melav Levim, and one actually sees Briyas Toives V'Ilonis Toives, he says a different formula. Shekoch Aloi Ba'Olamoi. Would that seem a bit strange? So the halacha of Haroye Briyas Toives V'Ilonis Toives Mevarech Boruch Shekoch Aloi Ba'Olamoi is brought in Reish Chof Hei Sif Yud. The Rambam put both of these halachas in the very same halacha Perik Yud, halacha Yud Gimel Halachas Brachas. In Shechan Orach is two separate simonim, not only two separate seifim. Reish Chof Hei has 10 seifim. The caption, the heading of the simon is Berchus Shechiyonu. However, it's not only Berchus Shechiyonu. Sif Yud at least is Baruch Shekoch Aloi Ba'Olamoi. But it is similar to Berchus Shechiyonu. So I wonder, Reish Chof Hei has 10 seifim. And it's all about Berchus HaRe'iyah Shechiyonu. HaRoyah HaVeira Lachash Lo'ishimam is the first seif. And then we have the halacha is dealing with Haroya Pri Chodesh, and the Shulchan Aruch says our meaning is not to say the Brocha Shechiyonu when you see the new fruit, but actually when you partake, when you eat the new fruit. Sif Yud is a similar Brocha, Shekoch Aloi Ba'Olamoi. So why is the Brocha, Shalachisa Ba'Olam Eklam V'Bora
Ba'Olam,
a separate Sivan? I think if it would be required for me to formulate these halachas, I definitely would put Siman Reish Chavav not as an extra Siman, but as Sif Yud Aleph in Siman Reish Chof Hei. There must be a reason why the Shulchan Aruch put these two halachas in two separate simonim. And an entire simon which is dedicated only to one bracha, and that is Shalachiseh Ba'Olamai Klum, the bracha that we say when we see trees that are blossoming, when spring comes in the days of Nisan. So before going into many details, I want to share with you my fundamental understanding, my fundamental chiddush regarding this bracha. And I think these two brachas are of a totally different nature. So many times I explain various different categories of brachas. Berachas HaMitzvah, Berachas HaNehanin, 1, 2. Berachas HaShevach, Berachas HaYedoyah, 3, 4. Berachas HaTfilin, Berachas HaZechar, 5, 6. I won't go over this again. But I think these two brachas are both definitely Berachas HaShevach, but they're different in essence and in nature. Simen Reish Chofei deals with brachas that we say al Simchas HaRe'iyo. There are some things that when you see, your heart overflows with joy, with simcha, with gratitude, with awe. And that is the essence of Berachas Shechiyanu. Haroya Pri Chodosh, Haroya Beget Chodosh. Our minig is like the Shulchan Aruch says, when we eat the fruit and we put on the garment. Chaver Eliyachas Shloishima, many so happy to see him. The bracha of Ilonis Malavlavim is not about Simchas HaRe'iyah. It is a bracha on the renewal of nature. After a cold and harsh winter, after the fall, when all the trees shed not only their fruit, even their leaves, and they look like dead trees, and then suddenly nature bursts out with its full glory, full beauty. Hanitzanim yetzu ba'aretz v'natnu reyach, and the buds become flowers, and ultimately they will bear fruit. The bracha is not Simchas HaRe'iyah. It is thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for this wonderful world. And we say the bracha al chidush HaBriyah, when the nature once again smiles upon us, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu smiles upon us through nature. It is a bracha al chidush HaBriya, as if the most similar bracha to the bracha of Shalochi Ser Boy Lo Meklom Vabora Boy Briya Stoivis Velone Stoivis Lanot Benem Bnei Adam is similar to Kiddush Levona. Kiddush Levona, we say Haroya Levona Bichidusho, after the dark nights and the moon does not give its light, and suddenly the moon is here again, a sliver of the moon. That is when we say Kiddush Levon. So Gimel Shleimim, Zayin Shleimim, but it is Chidush HaLevon, and this is Chidush HaTeva, Chidush HaBriya. And that is why it's two different simonim. It's not of the same essence. Reish Chof Hei, all its ten seifim are about Simchas HaRe'iyah. So I wrote about this in Shal Shetubas Mechasos Shechele Gimel Simen Yudal. And Simen Tezvav, I wrote a tshuva, a very short tshuva. Do we say Berachas Alanos on a little bush, a tree that gives passion fruits, Pessiflora? It's not a very big, majestic, beautiful tree. It looks like a little bush, but nevertheless it's Boire Pri Waits. Does one say Berachas Alanos? And my psak was definitely yes. Definitely yes. It's not about the beauty. It's not about Simchas HaRe'iyah. It's about nature once again blossoming and once again sharing its bounty and its abundance with the people. And therefore, this is an extra simen. It's a different essence. So one sug is a brochas mem gimel, the other is a brochas nun ches, reish chofei and reish chovav. And this explains some very fundamental halachas. Do we need to say this bracha the first time we see those blossoming trees? Nishma Sodom says yes, only the first time. Doesn't seem so, because the Shulchan Aruch and reish chovav says, if we miss the bracha and there are no longer buds or flowers but only fruit, we could no longer say the bracha, which seems clearly to indicate as long as there still are flowers, even though you saw it 10 times, 20 times, many days, you could still say the bracha. And it is only if you missed out till the fruit is already visible and obvious, it is only then that you could no longer say the bracha. The other bracha, Arei Abriyas Toivis Vilonis Toivis, Horim, Yamim, Chaveiroi, all the other brachas Ariya, Machlokes Deramo and the Magen Avraham, Simereish Chofei. The Ramo says you do not necessarily need to say this brachas the first time you see, and the Magen Avraham Sif Kotin Tess says, yes, and he quotes the smack. It is only the first time you see that you could say the bracha. And the Mishnah Berurah is Choshish L'Magen Avraham. But that is only Aroy Abriyas Toivis Vilonis Toivis. Ilonis Manav Levim, no. So I made it very clear in my Seifan Shemois regarding Kiddush Levona. I quoted some Gedolim that say, if you want to say Kiddush Levona Moitzei Shabbos, you need to be careful. Don't look at the sky. Don't look at the heavens. Don't see the moon. Because if you see the moon, you need to immediately say Kiddush Levona. And I totally disagreed. But Kiddush Levona is not Simchas HaRe'iyah. Any bracha you say, Simchas HaRe'iyah is only the beginning, is only the first time. Kiddush Levona is Chidush Shel HaLevona. It's not relevant that you saw it five times. What does it make a difference? HaLevona Adayin Mitchadeshet. The same regarding Ilanot Melav Levim. You do not need to say the bracha the first time you see. No, not at all. This is Chidush HaLevona, this is Chidush HaBriyah. Now, many times I apologize. I never said a chiddush that is agreed upon by everyone. The Maharil was asked this very same question, which is a machlokes l'mo Magen Avraham. Roya chaveiroi, roya pri chodesh. Do you necessarily need to say the bracha the first time you see those phenomena? And the Maharil says, of course not. And it brings a raya from roya ilonis melav levim. Doesn't need to say the bracha the first time he sees those trees. Same goes for briyas toivis, ilonis toivis, pri chodesh, chaveiroi. So the Maril compares it to, but according to the Magen Avraham, they're not comparable. Ilonis Malav Lamin, you do not need to say the bracha the first time, and Briyas Toivis, Pri Chodesh, Beget Chodesh, Chaveira, you do need to say the first time. So the explanation is, as I explained. And to me, this seems to be very, very poshut and very, very fundamental. Mishnah Berurah Sif Kotan Lamed Beis and Simereish Chof Hei regarding the Bruch Aroya Briyas Toivis and Onas Toivis Lo Nahagu Levorech. And he quotes the Chayyolim, and the Chayyolim says at Doichak, why Lo Nahagu Levorech? Mishnah Berurah Shatzi and Sif Kotan Lamed Gimel explains, because the Rambam says it is only if you see something that is outstanding and very specially unique. Mitukonois Biyoisa. So the Mishnah Berurah says it's hard to define what is unique, what is very beautiful. Beauty is in the eyes of the beholder. Could we give some halachic definition? What is something which is very special? And therefore, nagu shaloi levorech. But birchas elonais, everybody agrees, nahagu levorech. And why is that? As I explained, birchas elonais is not, doesn't need to be something very beautiful. It doesn't need to be beautiful at all. And that's why a paskin, even a little bush, if it has a din of eight and the priest pre-awaits, you say the bruch. So various different halachas are so appealing and easy to understand according to the aside that I just try to explain. All the other birchas ariyas once in 30 days. You see the same friend, 30 days passed, say the bruch again. Same is regarding any berachas ariyah. Horim, yamim, pichodosh. However, ilonis melav levim, it's not 30 days, once a year, and only once a year. So you saw those buds, those flowers, shchodesh nisan. Could you say a bracha again or shchodesh year? No. And all this is based on what I try to explain. So let's go up somewhat into details. The Lashon of the Gemara is Aroya, Briyas Toivis v'Ilonis, no, Ilonis HaMelav Levim. Does it necessarily need to be a fruit-bearing tree? Mahari Chagas, Chelek Beis HaMachof Ches, says, only a eight spri. Mishnah Berurah quotes him, Siv Kodin, in the beginning of Simen Reish Chavav. Almost all the Echroinim quote the Mari Chagas, and it's a big chiddush because the Gemara doesn't specify Ilonis HaMelav Levim, and even trees that don't give fruit that are edible, still the process is the same, the natural process. A bud, a flower, and then the fruit starts to grow. The Rambam doesn't specify that you need Afka Eitz Pri, neither does the Torah or the Shulchan Aruch. And when I say Gemura, Rambam, Torah, Shulchan Aruch, it is only, not only these four most powerful sources of Halacha. The Gemura also means Rashi, Tosfos, Ramban, Rash, Boran. Rambam means Kesef Mishnah, Magad Mishnah, Lechem Mishnah. Torah means Beis Yosef, Bach, Prish. Shulchan Aruch means Taz, and Mogen Avraham. Nobody says this until 450 years ago, Mahari Chagas. So Harav Vozna in two different shuvas, Shevet Elev Chelik Vovstam and Nun Gemal, one shuva, but he has two psochim. I totally agree with psoch number one, difficulty agreeing with psoch number two. So Harav Vozna Zechet Tzadik of Rocha Paskins, if you said the brocha on a tree that does not bear fruit, you cannot say it again on a fruit-bearing tree. I agree with this psak. Because if you said it on a eitz srak, a ilan srak, maybe you were already yoitzer, and you can't say the brocha again. Just a few moments ago, I explained this once a year and not more. So on one hand, we are machmir keshitas halochas ketanas mari chagis. Kafachai, mishnah brura, kishchanoch, all follow in his footsteps. But it is a big chiddush, because there is no source to base this chiddush on, neither in the Gemara Rishonim, Rambam Noisa Kelev, Tua Noisa Kelev, Shechanoch Noisa Kelev. So on one hand, we are machmir not to say the brocha only on the eighth pri. But on the other hand, if you already said the brocha on the ilan srak, you won't say it again. Psak number two, a person said the brocha without seeing a tree, he cannot say the brocha again, because nowhere do we find that Ria is a ma'akev. I don't understand at all what he says. When a person thinks about a friend but he didn't actually see him and he says a shechiyanu, that's a brocha levatola. All he can do is say Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus Elyon Vod. When a person imagines a pri chodesh but he didn't see one, he didn't eat one, it's a brocha levatola. The Gemara says, Hai man benufek beyomid enisen v'chose ilono. Is there any need to say Ri is Makev? Isn't that the Milta, the Pshita, Mamish? All the Bechas Aroya. If you don't see, you can't say a Brocha. The only exception would be Aroya and a Hanukkah Shosunism, and we spoke about this Hanukkah time. So to me, it's a Pashtas if you said the Brocha. Without seeing the tree, it's a brocha levatola, and you definitely could say the brocha once again. Another relevant question many achronim and many gedolim deal with is the Gemara says Mishu Tzebi Yom Nissen. It's also in the Rambam, Turan Shechanoch. Is it necessarily only Nisan? Or Chazal say, Haiman denufak biyom denisan, because Nisan is usually the time of spring, the time when the trees burst with a beautiful flower that they give. But why would there be a difference whether it's Nisan or any other time? The most important source and the earliest source is the Ritva. And the Ritva clearly says, Nisan lav dafka. And the Ritva is both in Roshon Yudalav and in Brochas Mem Gemal. Nisan doesn't necessarily mean Nisan. But many Gedolim, especially the Mekuborim, the Chidor and Berke Yosef, Kafachayim, Mahari Chagis, same source I quoted before, Chelik Beis HaMachov Ches, they say, Nisan is Nisan and only Nisan. Be'ikar lefi HaKabbalah. But the Mishnah Berurah and most other Achronim say, and it's a ritvo. The ritvo is more important than any other source. Rabbi Seinu or Hashainim. Nisan lav dafka. Shal Shuvas Yad Yitzchok, Rabbi Avrom Yitzchok Glik, told Shuvah Rav. So, I'm a descendant of the Yad Yitzchok, and every time I mention his forum, makes me feel good. He was an amazing Gadol, one of the greatest Gadolim of his age. And it was Rav of a little town in Tolshuvah. and he was very, very poor, and he was offered very prestigious positions in the biggest kehilas, and he refused because he wanted the calm and the quiet and the serenity of a little town. He should be able to learn and teach Torah. And whenever I mention the Mishkitzuk, I usually tell the story because it's family to me. My mother was the fourth generation, a great grandchild of the Yad Yitzchak, my late mother Zichrona Livracha. So as I said, the Yad Yitzchak was an amazing gadol, but he was very poor. And his wife, the Tzedekis, saw how much it pains him that he doesn't have money to print his chidushim. She sold all her jewelry, and she told her husband that a wealthy man passed town, and he insists on anonymity, and he left money for the Rav to print the Sefer. And Ashar Suvis Yad Yitzchak Chelik Beis, in the introduction of the Sefer, he thanks that wonderful Matan Beseisa. He didn't know who his benefactor is. His wife, the Rebbetzin, fell ill, and she died at a young age. And before she passed away, she shared with him who that Nogid was. And he was moved, and he told the story at her Levaya when he was Masbiter. And whenever I tell the story, I say, I wonder, and how come he didn't notice? He never asked her, where's your jewelry? Where's the chain I bought you? Where's the bracelet I bought you? What happened to your jewelry? It never occurred to him. He didn't ask her. So I could explain this. I could answer this question in two different ways. Then I prefer way number two. One, he was such a tzaddik, he didn't notice, didn't look at his wife. I don't like that explanation. I think a big tzaddik should look at his wife. A big tzaddik is responsible to make his wife happy. A big tzaddik would notice that his wife isn't wearing jewelry, and he would ask, Sorale, Rivka, Rochale, whoever you are, is anything wrong? Why aren't you wearing your jewelry? So my only explanation would be, she was such a tzenua and such a tzedekis, that she, out of her own choice, preferred not to wear jewelry. And that is why he didn't notice, and he wasn't aware that she sold her jewelry. Anyway, stories are important. So we hear many Sepir Tzadikim, but today I told you a story of a tzedekis. Sipurei Tzadikot, not only Sipurei Tzadikim. So, Shal Shuvas Yad Yitzchak, he, once again, Paskins, Chelek Alav Semen Tzudot, Kuf Tzadik Ches, Nisan Lav Davka. And if you skip Nisan, Iyar, still before fruit, still you see the flowers on the tree, you still could say the Brocha. And he bases his ruling also on Shal Shuvas Heishev Moshe Orachayim Semeches. Heshev Moshe is a great Yismach Moshe, was one of the greatest Hasidic leaders of his time, and it was also an amazing Gadol B'Yisrael. And this question is twofold. If you just were lazy, you procrastinated, Nisan is past, and now it's Chodesh Iyar, could you say the Bracha? But the other side of the question is, in all the southern countries, their spring is Tishrei. When it's summer by us, it is winter by them. When would they say the Brocha? Nisan is fall. Nisan, the trees shed whatever they have to offer. Won't they say the Brocha at all? So Aloha Lamaisa we Paskin. They will say the Brocha on Tishrei. But even those that live in the northern part of the world, and they should say the Brocha Nisan, they still could say the Brocha even when Nisan is over. However, lachatchila ra'ui lahachmir, and to say Nisan. What would be the nafka minah? If the tree started blossoming, odo, before Nisan, would we say Sliza Magdima Namitzis as soon as possible? Say the Brocha and odo. My opinion would be no. Because according to the Mekubalim, Nisan is necessarily Nisan, that overrides Sliza Magdima Namitzvahs. To say a Brocha al Tzad HaVadai and not get into any Sveikis would be more important than Sliza Magdima Namitzvahs. So even though the process started before Nisan, and you already saw those beautiful trees, and in Israel, many trees, especially the almond trees, are beautiful and full blossom before Nisan. We nevertheless should wait for Nisan to say the brocha, because that is what Chazal say, and according to the Mekubalim, Nisan is only Nisan. Do we say this brocha on Shabbos? So once again, Kaf HaChaim, Al Pi Kabbalah, says, Shabbos you can say the brocha, for two different reasons. Number one, Chashash HaMiYitloish. If he's going to approach those trees and enjoy seeing them, he might tear off some flowers to smell them, to enjoy the smell. The other reason, Boirer. Because when you say the brocha, you're boiler, and it's soitzis ha-kadusha, metoicha pri, metoicha eitz. You know, I don't know how to translate nitzotzot shel kedusha, sparks of kedusha. So the Book of Bonham speak about the reish peivov nitzotzis from shviras ha-kelem cheto demareshon. We're not going to get into complicated Kabbalistic ideas, but there is a concept of nitzotzis. It is not only berchus aronis, it is berchus anahenin as well. So the Kaf HaChaim says, Boirer. Well, his first reasoning is a halachic one. The other one is totally difficult to say in the realm of halacha. But both seems to be strange. Shir Lamedvob, we learn a halacha. You are allowed to smell flowers that are mechub l'karka, and we're not choish Hashem yitloish. You're not allowed to fell fruit that has a good smell. Because fruit that are fitting for eating, for consumption, there is a greater chashash, shema yitloish. So if something that is not edible, not ra'ui la'achila, it's just the fragrance and the smell, there's no chashash, shema yitloish, and you are allowed to smell. But don't smell fruit that is fitting for consumption to be eaten, because then we're choshash, shema yitloish. And if laharich motar we're not choishes kal v'choim ben benoshel kal v'choim, that we have nothing to worry about when the person just looks at the tree and he says the brocha. Well, at the stage when you say the brocha, there's no fruit. It's far before the stage in which you could eat anything, and he doesn't even intend to smell. He could say this brocha from 10 meters away. Doesn't even need to come close to the tree. So there definitely won't be a chashash shem yitlish. Regarding boiler, I don't even know how to deal with this question in halacha. There definitely would be no real concept of boiler. So regarding Hilchas Teiloim, there's a very well-known psak of many gedolim going back hundreds of years. What you cannot see with the naked eye, al pi halacha, doesn't exist. And therefore you don't need to use a magnifying glass to look for worms, insects of any form and shape. I'm not aware that there's any microscope in the world, the most powerful one, that could see sparks of Kedusha, and therefore doesn't make sense that there's a Chashash Boira. So why is the meaning not to say Berchus Aronis and Shabbos? Actually, in some Sephardic communities, they did say Berchus Aronis and Shabbos. But to me, the reason is a practical one, and a very simple, practical one. So the reason we don't say Berchus Aronis is Mechashash Shem Yotze Mishus Lushus Umavi Adal Adamus Mishus Arabim, because we say this bracha only once a year, people probably won't remember the nusach of the bracha. And an Eitz Pri is never in the private domain of Rishus HaYochid. It's not only in the courtyard of the Bis Medrash. Usually Eitz Pri are out in the Paradesim, in the orchards, not in Rishus HaYochid. So the Cheshashes, people might carry a sitter in order to say the bracha. So in my Tshuvas, I wrote the same about Kiddush Lavona. Tshuvas, then Rashba, they quote a smag, why don't we say Kiddush Lavona on Shabbos? And I think the reason is a very simple one. Cheshash Chilul Shabbos. Because Kiddush Lavona, you need to leave the Beis Medrash. Kvar kosev ha-mishne brura b'hilchas Rosh Hashanah, that the minig is when Hashanah is chali is b'shabbos, we don't say tashlich. Why don't we say tashlich? Because carrying from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim, I think the same goes for Kiddush Lavona, and the same goes for Berchus Ilonos. So today we discussed the fundamental gedder of Berchus Ilonos, and quite a few questions Halacha Lamaisa that Gedolim deal with. And we also mentioned the controversy, is it only Nisan or any other time? So in my Sefer Michasot Shasiches, in the very first Sicha in Chela Gimel, I shared an idea which I think has some appeal. What would be the argument that Nisan is only Nisan? The essence of the Brucha is Ilonas HaMalav Levin. Why would it make a difference when? Benisan Nigalu Ubenisan Asidin Lehigon. Chodesh Nisan is the Chodesh of Geula. It is the month in which we all open our eyes and our hearts and look up to the heavens. Rabbeinu Shalom, enough is enough. Please, please send us Moshiach Tzidkenu. That's a promise made by Chazal, Benisan Igalu, Benisan Asidin Lehigon. So the major sugya of Geula is in Sanhedrin, in Tzadik Zayin, Tzadik Ches. And we learn a mamar. Omer Ababa, Ein Lachu Keitz Megillu Zu. There's no more obvious time for Keitz HaYomim than a Posek in Novi Yecheskel HaMedvav. Va'atem Hori Yisrael, Anfechem Titeinu, Ufrichem Tis'ou, La'ami Yisrael. And Chazal interpret this Posek as the Novi Yecheskel promising the Geula. And he turns to the mountains of Israel. Hore Yisroel. Please share your bounty. Share your fruit. And that fruit is a remez l'geula Yisroel. So Chazal also say that geulosen shel Yisroel kim'o stage after stage. Not a metamorphosis, not something super dramatic at once. It'll come in stages. And those are the stages of a tree when it gives new fruit. First little buds, the buds blossom and they become flower. The flower withers away, and out of the dust, out of the withering flower, comes fruit. And that is a remez legeulas Yisroel. And maybe that is why Chazal say it is in the days of Nisan that you need to see those Ilonos Malav Levim and thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shelo chiser ba'olamo klum ve'bara bo b'riyas tovus ve'ilonos tovus le'anot mehem b'nei adam. Od rega adabera, another 3 minutes. Nosach HaBrocha, as we find it in the Gemara, is Haroya Briyas Toivis Vilonis Toivis Haroya Ilonis Malavlev Mayotzabi Yamei Nisan Oimer Shalochisa Balome Klum Vibarabo Briyas Toivis Vilonis Toivis Lisnos Vembeneoda. There are 3 problems in the Nusach of the Brocha as it appears in Chazal and in the Rambam. Shelo chiser ba'olamo klum. I think klum is Aramaic. Why would there be one word in a bracha which is Aramaic when brachas fundamentally are loshon hakodesh, loshon ivri? Some new sforim going back 200 and 300 years, Heidenheim, Redelheim, other choshev sidurim, have a more modern and more correct nusach according to grammar, according to dikduk. Shelo chiser ba'olamo davar ve'barabo briyo istoivas ve'ilanot tovim, because ilan is a loshen zocho. We say ilan gadol, not ilan gedola. Briyo istoivas ilan istoivim, not lesnois ve'em b'nei adam, which is much more like zekeli v'amvei, noi beauty, le'anot ve'em b'nei adam. So the first to make a change is the Bis Yosef in Shulchan Aruch. He does write Shaloi Chisa Banome Klum for Bora Boy Bria Stoivis Elon Stoivis, but instead of the Gemoras Rosh and Rambam's Rosh and Lis Nois, Lehanot Ben Bnei Adam. And Rashi and Bruchas actually translates Lis Nois, Le'anot. But it's still changing the formula that we find in Chazal, which is a Chiddush. Ilanot Tovot. Lechoyre Ilan is a Roshan Zohar. However, the Ibn Ezra was one of the greatest medactikim. He writes, Kol Dovashayim Baruachayim Zohreyu Vinogveyu. Which is an interesting, like a proverb. Dovashayim Baruachayim. It's not an individual, not an animal. Zohreyu Vinogveyu. Manashon Zohar Venakeva. You could either use Roshan Zohar, Roshan Akeva, there's no Kpeida. So that would somewhat resolve what we feel uncomfortable with, Ilanei Stoivos. Yes, Ilan Gadol is correct, and Ilanei Stoivos is also correct. Tov Hashem Baruch Haim, Zochreyu V'Nogveyu. Doesn't make a difference. How about Klum? We would suggest Ilan, but even Ilan is Loshen Chachomim. It's not found in Torah Neviim Ksivim. Torah Neviim Ksivim is always Eitz. Ilan is found once, and that is in Sefer Daniel. And Sefer Daniel is Aramaic. Would seem that it would be Aramaic. It's Lashon Chachomim, but it's not really Aramaic. Lashon Chachomim could be Lashon Kodesh. Depends on the essence and the way the word sounds. So some Sidurim have a more modern Nusach. But not only in our modern day and age, some of these Sidurim go back 100 and 200 years. Shelo chiser ba'olamo davar ve'barab ro b'liot tovot ve'ilanot tovim lanot ve'em b'nei adam. I am a very conservative person. And I think it is preferable to say the Nusach that we find in Shulchan Aruch, following in the footsteps of the Rambam and the Gemara. שלא חיסר בעולם או כלום ובורא בוי בלי אסטויביס ולא נסטויביס לענות בהם בני האדם בניסן ניגלו בניסן עתידין להיגר קדוש ברוך ישלח לנו משיח צדקנו במהרו וימינו אמן. Have a beautiful חודש, חודש טוב, נגיד חודש ולעמד.
A whole world of content awaits you on Kol HaLashon, United Kingdom, 0208-191-7000. United States, 646-663-7920. Israel, 03-617-1095.